You're listening to Monday Mess, a motivational and educational series for success, where Rhonda and Jules review articles online that are specific towards dental assistants and the dental industry. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy learning while you listen. Today's episode is powered by Zen Supplies. It's the next generation of purchasing dental supplies on an online platform where all of the products from any distributor are in one place. You get to compare prices and products and have complete confidence in your distributor and your ability to monitor all of your supplies and your purchases, right? It's never having to feel that feeling of running out of supplies. And you get to minimize the time that it takes for you to do your orders. This way you can focus on the million other things that dental assisting jobs come with. If you guys want to learn more about Zen Supplies, visit www.zensupplies.com.
Good morning, all you dental assistants out there. In today's Monday's Mess is going to be an article that was featured on the national news about this Oklahoma dentist accused of exposing thousands of patients and what we can do to protect ourselves. So I'm going to read you, this came from ABC News, and this is really important to listen to because it does affect us as dental assistants. We are ultimately responsible too to follow those CDC guidelines. So here it goes. Dentist allegedly exposes patients to HIV and hepatitis. An Oklahoma dentist accused of exposing thousands of patients to HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C may face criminal charges for his actions. Susan Rogers, president of the Oklahoma Board of Dentistry, told ABCNnews.com. The basic things that everyone knows: follow CDC guidelines, use clean syringes, don't reuse multi-dose vials in multiple patients, and don't use rusted equipment. Those are the things even physicians that are non know, Rogers said. Those are basic things. That part makes it erogenous. On Friday, the Tulsa Health Department sent 7,000 warning letters to patients of Dr. Wayne Scott Harrington, an oral surgeon with practices in Tulsa and Owosso, informing them of an investigation into Harrington's practice and advising them to get tested for HIV, Hep B, and Hep C. Rogers said in investigations by the State Dental Board, the Dental State Health Department, the State Bureau of Narcotics, and the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency are just getting underway. Although she has not submitted documents to the Tulsa District Attorney, she has alerted him about the situation. The dentist's alleged practices came to light after a patient tested positive for HIV and hepatitis C and had known risk factors. State health officials traced the infections to the dentist. Upon hearing of the infected patient on March 15th, the Oklahoma Board of Dentistry conducted a surprise inspection of Harrington's practice on March 18th, allegedly finding numerous problems, including regular use of a rusty set of instruments on patients with known infections, and the practice of pouring bleach on wounds until they turned white. They also discovered that Harrington employed dental assistants who weren't licensed. Practicing dentistry without a license is a felony, she said. When we found out that the things that they said, the fact that these assistants were giving IV anesthesia, that part is absolutely unacceptable and illegal, and the board frowns on that. Since news of the investigation broke yesterday, Rogers said she has received several other calls from former patients allegedly that the dental assistants performed other dental procedures as well. Calls last night to Harrington's office were directed to an operator who told ABC News the clinic no longer took voicemails. The operator said patients were being referred to another clinic, but did not disclose the clinic's name. Harrington voluntarily surrendered his state dental license and other permits in a formal hearing before the Board of Dentistry is scheduled for April 19th. Rogers called this incident a perfect storm. On top of his many violations in sanitary practice, the dentist was a Medicaid provider, which means he had a high proportion of patients with HIV or hepatitis, she said. Harrington and his staff told investigators that he treated a high population of known infectious disease carrier patients. According to a 17-count complaint filed by the Oklahoma Board of Dentistry, drug cabinets were unlocked and unsupervised during the day, and Harrington did not keep an inventory log of drugs, some of which were controlled substances, according to the complaint. One drug vial expired in 1993. During these inspections, Dr. Harrington referred to his staff regarding all sterilization and drug procedures in his office. The complaint read, "He advised they take care of it. I don't." Harrington allegedly reused needles, contaminated drugs, and potentially harmful bacteria trace amounts of other drugs, according to the complaint. Although patient-specific drug records indicated that they were using morphine in 2012, no morphine had been ordered since 2009. The instruments of infected patients were given an extra dip in bleach in addition to normal cleaning methods, but they had red, brown rust spots, indicating that they had porous and cannot be properly sterilized, according to the complaint. While 7,000 patients may have been exposed, Joseph Perez, an epidemiologist with the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention, said it's like extremely rare to see dental transmission of HIV and hepatitis B or C. In July 2012, 8,000 Coloradans were notified that their dentist had reused needles, potentially exposing them to blood-borne viruses, but not a single case was identified, according to the CDC. Dental transmission is not impossible. However, Perez cited a dental fair 3 years ago in which hepatitis B was transmitted between patients. In July 2012, more than 1,800 veterans who received dental care at a St. Louis VA medical hospital were warned that improper cleaning of dental tools may have exposed them to HIV and hepatitis. The Tulsa Health Department has set up a hotline for people with questions. So, on that note today, make sure that your office is properly sterilizing and following the CDC guidelines. This can affect you and not only just your dentist. We are responsible for all this stuff. So it's better to know than not know and just go ahead and do whatever we feel is best. We need to know the proper ways. So have a great Monday and make sure you always remain fabulous. And if you need anything, we're always here. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Monday Mess. All links to the articles read will be found in the show notes.